Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, one of my favorite folks on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. One of my heroes, Bill Dunkelberg, is chief economist for the NFIB, the purveyor of the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, the gold standard of that world of surveying small business sentiment. And I prefer to say sentiment because we're always optimistic, aren't we, folks? We're pathologically optimists, even when things are tough. He's our good friend, Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back. And the former head of the entire School of Business at Temple University. Hey, Bill, the index is down from where it was, but it's still in rarefied air, isn't it? So that shouldn't precipitate a headline that says, oh, my God, small business owners are retreating.
Absolutely not. You know, I'll just remind everybody quickly that the index never reached its 98 average during the Obama administration. And in fact, the index was at 95 in October before the election. It was at 95 the week before we found out that Trump was elected. And then it went right to 102 for the remaining weeks in November and then to 105. And, of course, it didn't look back until it hit that new record. So, you know, we're still at the highest level we've seen since the election. I mean, that's up in the stratosphere. That's really good.
And there are other indexes, other reports that I've seen that measure different things about on Main Street than you guys do. Maybe they do employment or they do something else. But other indexes, and they're similar to yours. They're going from the very high to the still record levels, but down a little bit. But yet the headline writers, you know, make you think that things are bad. And I'm just trying to point out to people, don't pay attention to the headlines. Those people are writing clickbait. That's what their goal is.
Yeah,
their goal is not accuracy or ethics. Their goal is to say, when the people who write the headlines, what they're saying is, if you don't click, we don't eat.
There you go. Well, they just don't bother to put things into perspective. They just said it fell, you know, our index fell 3 points from where it was, and three sounds like a big number. And, gee, we were used to 104 and 5 for a year now, you know. So things must be terrible, and they don't bother to look at the history of the whole thing. There's a 45-year history there for a reason. Help you put things in perspective. And this is a great reading, and it's about what you might expect to see. First of all, with the only the expectation stuff really being weak, you know, because we went through the closing and all that of the government. So, but keep in mind that we're at full employment still. We can't grow because we can't hire people. That's very clear in the data. It's clear in the national data as well. So you just, you know, it's really tough out there right now.
Well, that's one of the things that I warned people about 2 years ago was two of the things that we're going to be pushing back on small business, on the economy, that you know, we were going to have a headwind out there that was going to – one of them was going to be the not having enough people, and that literally was going to be holding back the economy. That was a headwind. It's a kind of a bizarre headwind, right? I mean, look at how excellent that is for the economy, and yet it winds up hurting the economy too. That's one thing. The other thing that I talked about was the potential for a lack of trust in as we do business digitally. And that hasn't really come to pass yet. That's going to be down the road a little bit more. But this thing about full employment, that's a real paradox, isn't it?
It really is, and you can see how it pushes back. I mean, If you want to invest in new equipment, you know, to grow the business, that's really nice. But why put in new equipment if you can't get somebody to run it? You know, a tractor without a driver, that's of no help. So the fact that you can't hire actually slows down the capital spending we'd like to see, because you know you can't just buy some new equipment and have it sit idle. You have to be able to find a worker to work with it. Capital plus labor working together, that's what we need.
It's also what we're seeing right now also belies the high-tech dangers of employment, doesn't it? I mean, we've proven that if you have a robust economy, we have not outgrown the need for human beings.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. And as you move along, of course, I mean, technological change has always been with us. You know, the printing press, the cotton gin, the invention of the car.
Bill, hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to get into the internals of the NFIB index of small business optimism. The news is good, folks. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.